CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China has held a large-scale rehearsal for the September 3rd military parade in Tiananmen Square and along the Chang'an Avenue in downtown Beijing. More than 10,000 servicemen and servicewomen, about 500 military vehicles, and nearly 200 aircraft attended the rehearsal. All formations, including foreign troops and World War II veterans, were present while about 35,000 guests observed the parade. The upcoming parade will commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II and the victory of the War of China's resistance against the Japanese invasion. China has set goals for more coordinated Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei regional development over the next 15 years. An official document says the effort will be realized through transferring non-essential capital region functions of Beijing to neighboring areas. By 2017, major breakthroughs will be achieved in the integration of transformation networks, protection of the environment, and the upgrading of industry region-wide. The medium-term target of the strategy is, by 2020, to control the permanent population of Beijing within 23 million people and to relieve Beijing's urban illnesses such as air pollution and congestion. The first national guideline on organ donation in China has been published. The guideline includes ethics, standards to judge death, and standards on extraction and distribution of organs. It is meant to help eliminate the public's misunderstanding and bias of donating organs after death. The country began a voluntary organ donation trial in 2010 and promoted the practice across the country in 2013. China banned the use of prisoners' organs for the purpose of transplants at the beginning of the year, making citizen donations the only legitimate channel. There are now 123 deaths linked to the warehouse explosion in Tianjin. Two more sets of remains have been recovered. All of the victims have been identified thanks to DNA profiling. 70 firefighters are among the dead, along with 7 policemen. 50 people are missing. That includes another 34 firefighters and 4 more police officers. 624 people remain in hospital being treated for injuries, including 44 who suffer serious or critical injuries. 169 people have been discharged from hospital so far. Today marks 1 week since the deadly bombing that ripped through the Irrawaddy Shrine in downtown Bangkok, Thailand. Several officials of the Chinese embassy gathered at the accident site this morning to pay tribute to the victims. Among the 20 killed, 7 were Chinese, with 5 of them from the mainland and 2 from Hong Kong. Many Thai citizens and tourists also attended the ceremony. The hunt is continuing for the bomber who carried out this act of terrorism. Typhoon Swan, the 15th of the year, weakened this morning, but is forecast to gain strength again and hit eastern China later today. The meteorological station in Fujian province issued a yellow alert this morning and warnings of heavy rainstorms. It also says the typhoon is moving northward and is expected to land in northeast China in 5 days. Zhejiang province has also warned of strong wind and heavy rainfall, as some of the local water reservoirs have surpassed flood control level. 3 Americans who helped to subdue a gunman on a Paris-bound train on Friday have been celebrated as heroes, while investigators have verified the identity of the attacker. On Saturday, Spencer Stone, an Air Force serviceman, Alec Scarlatus, a U.S. National Guard, and Anthony Sadler, a college student, all received a call from U.S. President Barack Obama, who praised their courage. Meanwhile, investigators have identified the gunman as 26-year-old Moroccan Ayoub El-Kazani. He had previously been watched by European authorities as a suspected Islamist militant. He has been transferred to the Paris region by French authorities. Britain has officially reopened its embassy in Iran's capital of Tehran, 4 years after it was closed. A reopening ceremony was conducted by British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, who arrived in Tehran on Sunday. Iran is also set to reopen its embassy in the UK on Sunday in London. In November 2011, a group of angry Iranian students stormed the British embassy in Tehran over Britain's nuclear-related sanctions against the country. Britain shut down its embassy in Tehran and asked Iran to close its embassy in London. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.